In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From London, this is The Standard Podcast, and I'm Mark Blunden.
Kitchen, Genevieve Victoria, also known as Gen Kitchen, Labour Party, 13,844.
I do hereby declare that Damien Egan is duly elected. Thank you.
It was a double by-election bloodbath for the Conservatives as the party suffered defeats at the ballot box just months before Britain goes to the polls. Rishi Sunak lost both the Kingswood and Wellingborough constituencies in a humiliating night for the Tories, with celebrations for Labour as Sir Keir Starmer's party scooped both seats. It comes a day after Britain was confirmed to have plunged into recession, while calls for pre-election tax cuts grow louder. In a torturous end to the week for the Prime Minister, the Tories were ousted by Labour in Kingswood, South Gloucestershire, by former Lewisham Mayor Damien Egan, and in Wellingborough in Northamptonshire by former Newham councillor Jen Kitchen, with large majorities being overturned in both constituencies. So what did Sunak and Starmer say the morning after?
Midterm by-elections are always difficult for incumbent governments, and the circumstances of these by-elections were, of course, particularly challenging. Now, I think if you look at the results, very low turnout, and it shows that we've got work to do to show people that we are delivering on their priorities, and that's what I'm absolutely determined to do.
We're very pleased with those results. These were huge swings to Labour. I think there is a message now from these by-elections. We had a number of them last year, as you remember. I think the country is crying out for change. Everybody knows that things aren't working.
As more details of the by-election results flowed in, they were made even grimmer for the Conservatives by Reform UK gaining a sizeable chunk of the vote, meaning they are now being hit by a pincer movement from the right and the left. Those losses mean the government has clocked up more by-election defeats in a single parliament than any government since the 1966-70 Labour administration of Harold Wilson, when there were 15. To make sense of it all and what this means for the party's general election strategies, we're joined by the Evening Standard's political editor, Nicholas Cecil. Nick, what's the background on why these two by-elections were held?
The two by-elections were held because one Tory MP was ousted and one Tory MP decided to stand down. Rishi Sunak was stressing that these two by-elections were particularly challenging, in his words, due to specific circumstances. In Wellingborough, in Northamptonshire, the Conservative MP Peter Bone was forced out after Parliament's behaviour watchdog found he broke sexual misconduct rules and upheld five allegations of bullying against him. What was particularly interesting in this seat was that it was his partner who was selected to replace him, Helen Harrison. It was very controversial, and certainly a number of Tory MPs stayed away from campaigning in this seat. The second by-election was in Kingswood in South Gloucestershire, and this was sparked by the government's former net zero czar, Chris Skidmore, deciding to stand down early rather than waiting for the general election because he was so fed up with the government in what he believed was watering down its action plan to tackle climate change.
How will these losses play into the Conservatives' pre-general election planning strategies?
These were very bad for the Tories, and there's no doubt about this. Sir John Curtis, the professor of politics at Strathclyde University, an expert in elections, says it in his words, it was a terrible night for the Conservatives. He told the Evening Standard earlier that, that the results confirm that the Conservatives are, in his words, deep electoral trouble, and time to restore their fortunes is beginning to run out. So not only was it two heavy by-election losses where large majorities were overturned. But even more alarming, and this is really the key point to come out of these results, is that now we're seeing Reform UK on the rise. So they got their biggest ever share of the vote in Wellingborough, 13%, and 10% in Kingswood. That compares to kind of 4 or 5% in other by-elections. So this is very worrying for the Conservatives because it means that not only are they now fighting the Labour and the Liberal Democrats on the left, but they also have to fight Reform UK on the right. And it's very, very hard to kind of counter such a pincer movement, because do you make your policies more appealing to people on the left or on the right? And really, it's very hard to win once you're in this position.
And how will the ONS recession data published this week impact any of Jeremy Hunt's plans for tax cuts?
It's more the state of the public finances, which is the cause of concern for Mr. Hunt. So he is looking like he's not going to have a great deal of fiscal room to deliver tax cuts. A lot of economic experts, or certainly some economic experts, are saying that he really shouldn't be doing them at all, and that he should be ploughing more money into public services and certainly not cutting back on the government's spending plans for public services. The economics suggests that there's very little room for tax cuts, but the politics says the opposite in many ways, because the Conservatives are in such a hole now that they somehow they need to change the dial. They need to get voters back interested in their agenda and thinking that it's worth supporting them. And one way to do that would be to deliver sizable tax cuts in the March budget. But the problem for Mr. Hunt is that the economics doesn't say the same as the politics.
Can these by-election wins be considered general election bellwethers in any way, do you think?
The one to focus on really here is Kingswood, because Kingswood nearly always goes with the party in power. So basically, the fact that Labour has won it suggests that Sir Keir Starmer is heading to number 10. And the polls also suggest that Labour are regularly 20 points or even more ahead now in the polls than the Conservatives. That seat, though, has been redrawn, so the boundaries will change. So it won't be fought on the same electoral boundaries. But so far, the existing seat has been won by Labour, and that suggests that it's heading into government.
Let's go to the ads. Coming up, how much of a thorn in Sunak's side will the right-leaning Reform UK party be at the general election? Why not hit follow in the meantime and give us a rating?
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Nick, how do these double defeats compare to by-election losses suffered by previous governments?
Certainly looking at the Wellingborough by-election, that was a huge swing. So there was a swing in the share of the vote of 28.5% from the Tories to Labour. And that is the second largest swing from Tory to Labour at a by-election since the Second World War. And what is really interesting as well is that these seismic shifts in the vote, normally people would be astonished by them. But we've had so many now recently with previous by-elections that it's almost becoming normal, basically, for the Tories to be losing these huge majorities to either Labour or the Lib Dems.
And how were the Conservatives spinning these losses on Friday?
What they're saying is that they are specific circumstances to these two by-elections. But actually, in many by-elections, they are specific circumstances. That's why you have by-elections in the first place. They're also stressing that the turnout was very low, below 40%. And that suggests a lot of Conservative voters have simply just stayed at home rather than come out and vote. But what the political polling experts are saying that even if these Conservatives stayed at home, there's no guarantee, A, that they will turn up at the general election, and B, if they do, whether they'll vote Conservative. Certainly, the poll that the Evening Standard gets from Ipsos suggests that the country has largely decided that it's time for change.
What about Labour after Starmer's nightmare week battling more anti-Semitism claims around the party?
Yes, this has very much been a week of two halves. So I wouldn't quite say it was a nightmare for Keir Starmer, but it certainly he was faced a troublesome period because he was a bit slow in acting against Labour's Rochdale candidate, Azhar Ali, who made an anti-Israel rant. He eventually suspended him from the party. And then there was a second parliamentary candidate who said some controversial comments about Israel, who was quickly suspended. So it was a difficult start to the week for Labour, but that was eclipsed by, firstly, the country falling into recession. Official figures showed that on Thursday. And now this double by-election blow for the Tories.
You mentioned Reform UK earlier. How much of a thorn in the Tories' side is this new party likely to be headed towards the polls in May?
Yes, well, Reform is now more than a thorn in the side of the Tories. It's a full-on threat to the Tories because once Reform get over 10% share of the vote, they start eating into the Tory vote, which makes far more seats winnable for Labour. And Rishi Sunak was making this point this morning. He's saying, if you vote for Reform, all you'll do is get Sir Keir Starmer in number 10. But that message normally works if the election is going to be quite close. But if the Conservatives are going to lose heavily to Labour, there's not a huge incentive for Reform to pull away and do any kind of deal, which they said they anyhow would not do any kind of electoral pact. But there's less pressure on Reform to basically, at the last minute, say, actually, we don't want Labour into power, therefore we'll pull back in Tory seats. So now Mrs. Sunak is facing the threat of a full-on attack from Reform, and that could impact on seats across the country.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. We're back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.